Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it and give Him the glory. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. It is a beautiful parable of Jesus where He encourages men to always pray. He says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. It's so important not to faint. What was he meaning by that word? Basically, he gave a parable talking about a widow who persisted the judge to give the right sentence and vindicate her. And apparently the judge, who feared not God, he apparently, pondered in his heart, and then he decided to give the verdict. And it was in her favor, and so he delivered that widow from all her adversaries. It was a constant, persistent prayer or petition of this widow insisted a judge who never feared God to give the verdict on her behalf in her favor. My dear brothers and sisters, how much more will not our Heavenly Father, with whom we persist in prayer, with whom we patiently wait in prayer, will not answer our prayers? He is a righteous and a judge God. He is a gracious God, a merciful God, a merciful Father. He will always answer the prayers of His people. So my dear brothers and sisters, I would encourage you that spend more time in prayer. And a lovely writing I read today, it says, prayer is releasing the energies of God, for prayer is asking God to do what we cannot do ourselves. Amen. That's what God is asking us to pray. Lord, we need your intervention. That's what we are saying. Lord, we are in the crossroads of life. We need direction. Lord, we do not know what decision to make concerning this situation. Show us the way, O Father. And He will teach you. He will show you. He will reveal to you the path that you must take. The steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord, the Bible says. And the Lord desires that we will understand that. Hallelujah. And it is only revealed through prayer. So let me encourage you on that word prayer. We are commanded to pray without ceasing. Prayer is the most important parable in this, a point in this parable. Prayer is a privilege. Prayer is vital for a successful Christian walk. Prayer is to be according to God's will, that is His word. Prayer is to be persistent. True prayer is to be an action of faith. Prayer should be offered with a clean heart, and prayer gives us power in Christ, our strength, our weapon, our victory, our resource. My dear brothers and sisters, the Spirit of God is calling us to spend more time in prayer. And if you don't have time in prayer, keep praying in the language that He has given to you, constantly and consistently interceding the Lord God Almighty, seeking His face. And I promise you that your life will never be the same. You will be a transformed person. I was listening to a beautiful hymn written by James Montgomery in the times of Charles Wesley. He wrote this beautiful hymn, "Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast." Enjoy the link that I post here, and you will enjoy the words and the hymns. Learn it, meditate upon it, ponder over it, and stay in an attitude of prayer. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you. I pray that you will endue us with power from on high. O Lord God Almighty, that we will be, O Father, taught in prayer by the power of your Holy Spirit. That's what you did with your disciples. You taught them how to pray. Teach us likewise how to pray, O Lord, and help us to realize and understand the power and the importance of prayer in our lives, O Master God. Lord, in our every breath, there will be a word of prayer. I pray that, Lord, you'll give us the grace. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. I lift up your flock into your hands this morning, O God, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Above all, great grace and glory to pray. Pray much, even through their work time, O Father God. The spirit man will be communing with your Holy Spirit. And Lord God Almighty will bless them. O Father God, keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, prosper them, and grant them your favor. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over every infirm spirit, and I rebuke it and I cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the name of Jesus, O Master. And I know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole, O Father. Your flock, your bride will be in good health and strength and vigor and vitality. And Father, they'll be granted longevity in Jesus' name. You will be exalted. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you and a great weekend. And do not forget to go to church. God bless you and bye.